This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The public hearings in the impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump continue on Friday. AP's Matt Small reports the public impeachment hearings are expected to last at least another week. Then a report will be given to the Judiciary Committee, which will oversee the impeachment process.
Judiciary Committee members are expected to hold their own hearings and eventually vote on articles of impeachment. This is Democrats say they're still deciding whether to write them. Next would come a House floor vote. If articles of impeachment are approved, there would then be a Senate trial. House Democrats are hoping to finish the process by year's end. A Senate trial, if called for, would likely begin in the new year.
That's AP's Matt Small reporting. Pro-democracy protesters paralyzed part of Hong Kong for a fourth day on Thursday, forcing schools to close and blocking highways as students built barricades and stockpiled makeshift weapons, setting the stage for campus showdowns. Sabrina Shantz is an exchange student at Hong Kong Baptist University.
I was woken yesterday at 6:30 by the fire alarm, like for 8 minutes straight, because they wanted to wake us up to go protest, or like the local residents who live in our huts. Then at lunchtime, we had an emergency meeting with the vice president, and he basically made the situation way more severe than we realized.
China's Global Times tabloid said it expects Hong Kong to declare a weekend curfew. Italy's government is set to declare a state of emergency in flood-ravaged Venice to swiftly secure the historic city funds to repair damage from the highest tide in 50 years. Italy's prime minister says a cabinet meeting called for Thursday afternoon will approve the first measures aimed at helping the city recovery. For more on any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com or go to the VOA mobile app for news on the go. This is VOA News. A day after meeting with President Trump at the White House, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan criticized the U.S. proposal to get rid of the Russian S-400 missile defense system. He calls it an infringement of sovereign rights. Turkey has so far avoided U.S. sanctions stemming from the purchase, but the United States has banned sales of F-35 fighter jets to Ankara. Meanwhile, an American suspected of being a member of the Islamic State group may be returning to the U.S. from Turkey. Ben Thomas has more.
The man has spent 3 days in no man's land between Turkey and Greece after Ankara tried to deport him, but Athens refused him entry. Turkish media have identified the man as Mohammed Darwis B., a 39-year-old U.S. citizen of Jordanian heritage. The Interior Ministry says Washington has now agreed to take him, and procedures for his repatriation are underway. The move comes a day after Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met with President Trump at the White House. Turkey has been pushing to deport foreign IS members held in Turkish prisons or in Syria since it invaded northeastern parts of that country. I'm Ben Thomas.
Hours after a ceasefire was declared between Israel and the Islamic Jihad group, a barrage of rockets were fired into Israel. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The temporary truce came at a period which saw the heaviest escalation of violence between the two sides in months that killed at least 34 Palestinians, including 3 women and 8 children, and paralyzed parts of Israel. Islamic Jihad spokesperson Musa Badarim said they had succeeded in getting Israel to agree to a ceasefire based on several demands, including a halt to Israeli targeted killings of the group's leaders. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the new wave of rockets, and it wasn't clear how this would affect the fate of the ceasefire. I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korea says the United States has proposed a resumption of stalled nuclear negotiations in December as they approach an end-of-year deadline set by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea says it has no interest in talks if they are aimed at buying time without discussing solutions. China has taken an important step in landing its first spacecraft on Mars. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Success as China prepares for an unmanned mission to Mars next year. Applause met the completion of a lander test on Thursday. Its journey through space should take about 7 months, while touching down on the red planet will take about 7 minutes. China has developed a powerful rocket called Long March 5 to transport the probe. It's off to the moon first to bring back samples of lunar rocks. China became the third nation to put a man in space with its own rocket in 2003, after the former Soviet Union and the United States.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.